In Fayetteville, hundreds of students walked off the high school campus and marched to the Washington County Courthouse yesterday. Passersby honked in support while chanting students lined the sidewalk along College Avenue. Mayor Lionel Jordan stopped by to offer support.
The time has come, and I know a lot of you have concerns and you have fears. I do too. And it's time that we band together and we stop the fear and we get common sense gun laws in this state and in this nation. Yes,
students led the protest, but community members were invited to participate. Connie Crisp is a former Fayetteville High School and Woodland Junior High teacher who stood in support of the students. She says she's proud and thinks the high schoolers will make a difference.
You know, it feels different because for a while there we were pretty complacent and sat back, and there really wasn't much after the 70s to protest about too much, you know. And so it was more of a, it wasn't a unified front, and this is a unified front. Even in Arkansas, it's a unified front. I love that.
A group of seven students in red T-shirts from Harbor High School in Springdale came to the Fayetteville March because a similar event was not taking place in their community.
Our administration said that we had to do something inside the school, and I mean, I feel like that's not enough. Something has to change because, I mean, it just keeps happening and gets worse and worse every time. It's time for something to change. So this is the least we can do to make our voices heard.
Yeah, we came after we had like a memorial service in our school, and we like sung and talked about each 17 victims. And then the group of us in the red were out here to just represent our school.
She says they chose red because it's the school colors of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The Harbor students anticipate punishment for walking out of school, but they say they're okay with that.
It's totally
worth it. I mean,
this is like, it's such a good cause, and I think just because it's the rules doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
So we're here to change those rules, and we're the voices for the school, so we need to, like, be those voices.
They say a March for Our Lives event is scheduled for 10 a.m. March 24th at Walter Turnbow Park in Shiloh Square in Springdale. Another March for Our Lives event is also scheduled for noon that day on the Bentonville Square.